the Audio Escape Almanac for Tuesday, March 20th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith, this weekday cast brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's the 79th day of the year, 286 days remain. We have a waxing crescent moon, and the Northern Hemisphere's vernal equinox occurs at 8.07 p.m. Eastern this evening.
Oh, with my heart, might as well be spring.
It's World Frog Day today. And it's Independence Day in Tunisia. This day in 1956, the North African country gained independence from France. It's a big day in history for publishing. Edgar Allan Poe published what might be the first detective story, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, this date in 1841. Harriet Beecher Stowe published Uncle Tom's Cabin, this date in 1852.
It followed from the special theory of relativity that mass and energy are both but different manifestations of the same thing.
And Albert Einstein published his theory of relativity today in
1916. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when.
Vera Lynn, born on this day in 1917. And on this date in 1942, General Douglas MacArthur said pretty much the same thing about the Philippines in a speech in Australia. I came out of Bataan and I shall return. This day in 1965, President Johnson ordered the Alabama National Guard to protect the civil rights marchers in Selma for the next day's march. Just 4 days earlier, on which day the Almanac was on vacation, the president spoke of the initial attempt to march to Montgomery.
Last week in Selma, Alabama, there, long-suffering men and women peacefully protested the denial of their rights as Americans. Many were brutally assaulted. One good man, a man of God, was killed.
Pianist Sviatoslav Richter, born this date in 1915 in the Ukraine. Other birth anniversaries this date, Henrik Ibsen, 1828 in Skien, Norway, and Holly Hunter, 1958, in Conyers, Georgia.
I'm not going to live this way, huh? It just ain't family life.
Well, it ain't Ozzie and Harriet.
Well, I can't go out there and do that kind of work in brand new pants, Harriet.
Get grass stains on them and leaves in the cuffs and everything.
And Ozzie Nelson was born on this date in 1906 in Jersey City, New Jersey. No kidding. Other notable birthdays today, Carl Reiner, 1922, Fred Rogers, 1928, William Hurt, 1950, Jimmy Vaughn, 1951, Spike Lee, 1957, and Big Bird. We don't know which year, presumably it's the first day of spring kind of thing, or maybe it's in honor of Mr. Rogers' birthday. Please send your knowledge on the topic to brian@provoicetracks.com.
What an absurd idea. What an absurd idea. Lady, you got 10 absurd ideas for my one.
It was on today's date in 1952 that Humphrey Bogart received his Best Actor Academy Award, his only Oscar, for portraying Charlie Allnutt in The African Queen. Finally, for this 20th day of March, it was today in 1985 that Libby Riddles became the first woman, with help from her dogs, to win the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Though she no longer mushes in competition, she was in Alaska last week for this year's race, won by Lance Mackey.
Geez, I come up to Nome. I want to see the mushers. I want to see the dogs. I know that it's always nice to have a few people meet you after you've gone a 1,000-mile race. And I don't know. I just love getting into it. I'm not racing anymore myself, of course, but I come up here to see all my friends. And I just think all these dogs are awesome. I love them all.
The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. links to the Libby Riddles web presence and that of the Iditarod, plus an email link for your comments about the Almanac, all at provoicetracks.com/almanac.
Well, I guess it's time for your old birdie buddy Big Bird to say hasta la vista.